to the Curious Kid podcast. Over the last few weeks, there has been something Olivia has been super curious about.
That's why this week we are getting curious about time.
So Olivia has been really curious about time and how it's measured. How many hours in a day, minutes in an hour, seconds in a minute, all of that stuff we need to know to understand time. We are going to learn all of that today, and we are going to go even deeper. We are going to learn how those units of measurement were created and why they are so important. But before we go any further...
Mailbag!
Mailbag! We recently received an email from 5-year-old Isaac. It says, "Hello, it's Isaac and Carrie from Huntsville, Texas. We loved your recent podcast on air conditioning and use it a lot here in Texas. We were wondering if someday you could get curious about trains. Like, why do we need trains when we have cars?" Isaac asked. "We will look you up on Patreon tonight. We don't use Facebook or Twitter, so that may be a good option. Hope to hear from you soon, Isaac and Carrie."
Thanks so much for the email and great listener suggestion.
Getting curious about trains is a fantastic idea that we plan to cover in an upcoming episode, so stay tuned for that. Isaac and Carrie also mentioned our Patreon page. For those of you not familiar, our Patreon page is a great place to go for behind-the-scenes look at our podcast. We have lots of things up there for our Patreon supporters to enjoy. For as little as $1, you can help support Curious Kid Podcast and get access to all the Patreon content, in addition to some cool perks, like shoutouts in an episode, signed transcripts, podcast merchandise, and a lot more. So check us out on Patreon.
The question of the week is, what year came before year one?
If you think the answer to the question is obvious, think again. What year came before the year one? Okay, let's start this off by going over some of the fundamental numbers we know about time.
There are 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes in an hour, and 60 seconds in a minute.
Yes, yes, and yes. Let's discuss why that is true. Before we had a universal system for time, people used to wake up at sunrise, go to bed at sunset, and eat when they were hungry.
That's okay, but how can you make plans to meet someone?
It was hard without a system for measuring time. Typically, people would use the position of the sun in the sky to mark time, because the sun moves in the sky throughout the day.
There has to be a better way.
There is. As you already mentioned, there are 24 hours in a day. But why 24 hours? Well, it's because that's the amount of time it takes for the Earth to rotate on its axis one time.
1 second, are you telling me that the Earth is spinning?
Yes, the Earth is constantly spinning. And in most places, it's spinning very fast.
Hang on, it spins at different speeds?
Yes and no. The Earth spins at a constant speed, so it doesn't ever spin faster or slower. The speed the Earth spins at is different depending on where you live. If you live closer to the equator, which is an imaginary line that splits the Earth into north and south, you spin faster, because you have to cover a greater distance to make a full rotation. The closer you live to the north and south poles, which are the furthest points from the equator, the slower you spin. At the equator, you would spin over 1,000 miles per hour.
If the Earth is spinning so fast, why don't we feel it spinning?
That's a great question. It's because the speed never changes. If you are in a moving car, even if the car is traveling very fast, it can be a very smooth ride, and can even feel like you aren't moving at all. But if you need to stop quickly for a red light, or for a car in front of you, you're really going to feel it. That's because people feel changes in motion, but not motion itself.
Okay, so it takes one day for the Earth to rotate once.
Yes, but not exactly. It actually takes 23 hours and 56 minutes for the Earth to rotate once. That's 4 minutes less than a full day.
Why do we add the extra 4 minutes?
Because we are calculating how long it takes the Earth to rotate relative to the sun. The sun appears due south in the sky, exactly once in 24 hours. So we use that to measure our days. In the year 1884, the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England, decided that when the sun was due south of Greenwich, it would be considered 12 noon, and they called it Greenwich Mean Time.
And that's where time zones come from.
That's right. Our family lives in the eastern time zone of the United States. We know that in Los Angeles, California, which is in the Pacific time zone, the time there is always 3 hours earlier than it is here. In Greenwich, England, it's always 4 hours later than it is here. Having time zones simplified time because it allowed you to know what time it is anywhere in the world relative to your local time.
Why do we have 24 hours in a day?
I know, it's a strange number to use. These days, we generally like counting things in tens. We have 10 fingers and 10 toes. 10 seems to be the magic number. So why 24 hours?
24 hours started with the ancient Egyptians.
The ancient Egyptians wanted to break down the day into parts, and they counted in 12s. So they figured they would break the day down into 12 segments for the daytime and another 12 segments for the nighttime. And that would give us 24 segments or hours in a day, because 12 plus 12 gives us 24.
Why do they count in 12s instead of 10s?
Well, oddly enough, they counted in 12s using their fingers.
Does that mean they have 12 fingers and not 10?
Nope, they had 10 fingers just like we do today. But the way they used their fingers was different. It is believed that Egyptians counted using finger joints.
I don't know how this works, but maybe we can do this together.
Great idea. Look at your hand with the palm facing up. We are going to use our thumb as the counter. If you look at the other four fingers, you will see that they are separated into three parts each at the joints. So if you take your thumb and tap the fingertips of the other four fingers, you will count to four. Now use your thumb to count the middle segment of each finger, and you get another four. Finally, use your thumb to count the bottom segment of each finger, and that's another four, for a total of 12. That's how the ancient Egyptians counted. So for them, measuring the day as having 12 daytime hours and 12 nighttime hours was the most convenient, and it hasn't changed since.
There have been 24 hours in a day for at least 3,500 years.
That's a long time, but for a lot of that time, the hour wasn't a fixed amount of time. Let me explain. We know that there are 60 minutes in an hour, and we will explain why in just a minute. The ancient Egyptians didn't have minutes or seconds. They just divided the daytime into 12 hours and the nighttime into 12 hours. But those hours were constantly changing. In the summer, when there was more daylight, the daytime hour would be longer and the nighttime hour would be shorter. The opposite was true in the winter.
So who invented the 60-minute hour?
It was the ancient Sumerians, who inhabited the area that is now southern Iraq. The Sumerians didn't count in tens, as we do today, or in 12s, as the Egyptians did. They were obsessed with the number 60.
Why did they like the number 60 so much?
Well, we believe it's because it's easy to break the number 60 down. What I mean by that is that the number 60 is the smallest number divisible by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So, 1 times 60 is 60, 2 times 30 is 60, 3 times 20 is 60, 4 times 15 is 60, 5 times 12 is 60, and 6 times 10 is 60. This makes the number 60 convenient as a unit of time. That's why they decided that each hour will be the same exact length of time equal to 60 units of time called minutes, and that minutes could be broken down further into 60 units called seconds.
How long is a second really?
You're going to regret asking that question. So the Egyptians broke the day down into 24 hours, and the Sumerians broke hours down into 60 minutes, and minutes down into 60 seconds. For many years, people were looking for a very precise way to measure a second so that everyone in the world was on the same page. Well, guess what? We did it. In 1967, which was only 52 years ago, we officially agreed on how long a second is, and you're not going to like it. The official definition of a second is 9,100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 192,631,770 vibrations of a cesium atom. It's true. You can look it up.
What in the world?
I know. Don't even bother trying to remember that. The takeaway from this episode should be that we started trying to measure time thousands of years ago, and it's something that was still being fine-tuned as recently as 52 years ago. It's been a worldwide effort over thousands of years to come up with a sensible way to measure time.
So how did we end up with 7 days in a week?
The 7 days of the week are actually derived from the seven celestial bodies that are visible to the naked eye. They are Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, the Sun, Venus, Mercury, and the Moon. Do you want to take a guess which day was named for Saturn?
I bet it's Saturday.
That's right. How about the Sun? Which day of the week is named for the Sun?
Sunday.
That's right. This one is a bit harder. What about the Moon?
Monday.
You got it. The other ones are less obvious because they are named after pagan or Germanic gods. For example, the word Thursday was named for the Norse god of thunder, Thor. In Old English, Thursday means Thor's day.
And how did we come up with 365 days in a year?
It's how long it takes the Earth to orbit around the Sun. It's actually a bit longer than 365 days. It's really closer to 365 days and 6 hours. As a result of the extra 6 hours, we just add an extra day every 4 years to keep us on track. So let's get back to the question of the week. What year came before the year 1?
I'm gonna guess the year 0 came before the year 1.
That's what I thought also, but the correct answer is actually 1 BC. There is no year 0 according to our calendar. So before the year 1 was 1 BC, and before 1 BC was 2 BC, and before that was 3 BC, and so on.
That was such a confusing episode.
I know. That was a lot of information, but I'm glad we learned about it. There is an explanation for everything, including how we measure time.
Making plans must have been hard without the calendar.
I'm sure it was. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast number 44 on time.
Great job, Olivia. Join us next week when we take on an awesome listener suggestion. As always, thank you so much for getting curious with us.